Well, good morning. It is day four. Actually, there is no day four. This is the epilogue for the East Coast Mind Jam. So this has all been put to bed, and the first and one-time-only event that is sponsored by Eric Citron that was honoring a Lifetime Achievement Award for Tony Spina here has come and gone. So we're just kind of relaxing and basking in the glow. And I've got with me both Patrick Redfern. Hey there, Patrick.
Hello, hello. How are you, everyone?
And also Eric Citron. Hey, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So just to kind of go over some of what were some highlights, you know, what, Patrick, let me ask you, first of all, what did you see, feel, hear, or think, I mean, aside from, you know, your stellar performance and workshop and everything else that went on, what did you enjoy?
Of course, I always enjoy myself immensely. No, I'm kidding.
What? Gives a whole different
picture.
There
were picture. Other people here.
There was a really? Mental
no.
image I got.
Whole show. Okay, no, let's move on quickly from that.
Okay.
No, it was a great time. Everybody was wonderful. It was a nice group of people. Everybody was great. I felt like I got to meet everybody, which, you know, in comparison to some of the huge conventions like Blackpool, you can't even scratch the surface, but you get to spend time with people, socialize. You know, it's like family.
I thought it was interesting. I heard a comment then last evening that Tim Trano had made that this differs from the Mindvention, and that the Mindvention seemed like TED Talks compared to this. You know, because there were a lot more workshops and things were going on. The lectures were a lot longer, more in depth, you know, and more time that he had, it seems like, you know, to spend and everything.
Yeah, that was also really, really great. I mean, when Doc did his talk, he did a marathon talk.
Yeah.
And everything he gave us was great. And when Richard did his talk, well, Richard always does a marathon talk.
Yeah.
And it's always great. So, I mean, we all got a little more time than we would ordinarily get at a convention and get to really connect with people, really talk about what people want to hear. So
yeah, I think
it's wonderful.
I think what you captured here, Eric, was fire in a bottle. You know, I mean, there was something that had happened, and and what were your thoughts? You know, you were the first person I talked with when we started the thing early this last week, and so I wanted to wrap it up to kind of with, did it meet your expectations?
It exceeded my expectations. First and foremost, I want to thank you again for your help, because without you helping me set up the preparation, it wouldn't have happened. I would have liked more help from you during the event, but no, that's, I'm only kidding. I got to meet people that I've never met before, like Patrick, and he's a terrific guy. It was one of the highlights for me and my business partner. Larry Garofolo from Broadcast Venue, he was here for the gala show, and his kids were brought up on stage, and their highlight for them, Patrick was definitely one of the highlights. But for me, the highlight, you know, we had.
Because I'm standing here, everybody.
That's right. But the highlight for me was Tony Spina coming here.
It was
everything that I hoped it would be. He had tears in his eyes. I had tears in my eyes. We gave him a standing ovation. It was just a fantastic tribute to a man that deserved what we gave him, and I know that he'll remember this for the rest of his life, for as long as that is. And to me, that was worth everything, all
Absolutely.
The sleepless nights, 100%. And then the
when he said, "I feel like $1 million," you know,
absolutely.
I mean, just and there he was choking up in his voice, you know,
absolutely. And then that aside, the convention itself, I've been to a lot of conventions. I've been to Mindvention a bunch of times. It was great. They do a great job out there. But this felt like a very intimate setting. And we really tried not to put a lot of time constraints. I mean, Doc would have went on till 6:30 in the morning, which he did privately. But it was great. And right now we're in the midst of a masterclass with Richard Osterlin. It's going to be an 8-hour masterclass, which is going to be fantastic.
Why doesn't he call those master marathons?
That's true. We have to be out of the room at 5. He already asked me if he can stay over tonight, so who knows when it's going to end.
Because marathons are things you run. Classes are things you learn things.
Ooh. Okay, ooh, I like that. Thank you.
That's right. I think there was a nice eclectic blend of dealers. I think I got a lot of emails this morning from the dealers that were here. They all made money, which is great.
Yeah.
I think that the guys were very generous with their time. I saw a lot of mingling and things like that. It was fantastic. And this was going to be a one-time thing.
Oh, what does this mean?
This means that I polled the audience yesterday, and I asked them if they would like their own Tri-State East Coast convention, and we're going to do another one. And I know I said I wasn't, and it was a one-off for Tony. The next one hopefully will be to make a little bit of money, because this is a lot of work. We lost money on this event, but it was worth it because Tony means that much to me. But we are going to have one. We're going to announce the dates. It's going to be around the same time. It's going to be in a different, nicer venue. The only complaint that I would have about this was the hotel that I chose wasn't exactly the best hotel to have it as far as social activities, but we did the best that we could with what we had. But we are going to do another one.
It is going and it won't be in this hotel.
It won't be in this hotel. It's
going to Yay!
Be, it's going to be. We're looking to actually to have it
in a local. Loosely called a hotel. It's a facility. It's a barn. You know, the horribles are.
We're going to have it in a. We're trying to have it in a local casino. Is where we're going to have it. Okay. And that's the plan. But we will give you the, and we're going to give special discounts to the people that attended this convention as a thank you for supporting the event that I put on for Tony. But overall, for me, it's been a great experience, and I loved every minute of it. It was my own little mindvention that I got to be in charge of, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I thank everybody that came.
And what did you learn? What was one big takeaway that you had as this being your first big organized convention?
I need help. I can't do everything on my own.
And you were really trying to do it. I mean, you were manning the front door and doing the sound, the lights.
I did everything myself, and then we had little snafus with the audio once in a while. But, you know, I've been to a lot of conventions where there's teams. I've talked to you about it, Scott, and I know you've had teams of helping you. You got to ask for help, you know, but I did it, and it came out better than I expected. I mean, we really had no big problems, knock on wood. It was great.
Yeah,
and I learned from as a performer. I learned a lot from everybody. I mean, you know, it was fantastic.
And if you were going to give advice to someone who was going to be starting up their own convention, because it seems like people are saying, "Well, there are conventions popping up all the time." Well, there are many going by the wayside. There are new ones coming up. And if somebody wanted to do that, what would be a couple of good tips?
I would say
walk away.
Don't do it. You know, fortunately for me. All the talent that came here discounted their rates to be part of this because of it was what I was doing for Tony.
And still losing money.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And it's expensive to put these things on. And I think that, and you advised me this right from day one when I asked you, you know, that you're going to lose money on the first one, but hopefully it won't be that much. And then I said I wasn't going to do another one. You said, oh. So it depends what your motives are for doing it. You know, if you're going to do it for profit, I think that you really need to think about it long and hard. There's so many going on all over the country. We don't get the, you know, the crowd is the demographic is different for what you're doing. I think mentalism has a shot to make money because it is there's nothing. We have Mindvention. Now we have the East Coast Mind Jam and we have the Mind Summit in Cologne. But the other one, there is nothing else if you're interested in this field of entertainment. So,
right.
But my suggestion would be, if you're going to do it, get a good support staff. And for the days of the event that you're having it, make sure you have people to help you and relieve you because it is a lot of work.
I think one takeaway also would be that the facility, you don't realize how important the facility
Absolutely.
Is until you have...
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like good and bad. You don't realize how good you have until you experience the bad. And we've all been to a lot of conventions, and this is, you know, one of the worst facilities I've ever stayed
Thanks
in or experienced.
That. That's great.
Well, no, I think because you've learned from that, we're going to go someplace else. But because, you know, there wasn't a bar, and they closed it down, and so there isn't a place where everybody can congregate.
People
and kind
left,
of,
which
and,
is not what you want.
Yeah, and there's no food here to speak of. So we don't speak
wait,
of
wait,
it much.
There's food. This is not good food.
No, it's well. Food. It's pet friendly, and so it's kind of.
Hence the giant dog that just walked by.
Yeah, that's like my horse, point. There you go. By. Yes,
I think it's also important for people to know that this really was a one time thing. We were never going to do this again. This is for Tony. Next year, if you do something else, it's not going to be this.
Right.
It's not going
right.
to be. You know, it's not going to be the Mind Jam Tony Spina
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really a one time unique thing, and if you missed it. You missed a really good time. You
right.
really did.
Because the talent
really
that we assembled yeah. this time, you know, it's going to be hard to replicate, obviously.
Right.
And like I said, live and learn. And that's the one thing that I learned, that the social, and I've been to a lot of conventions, and the social part of it is almost more important than what you're
right.
learning for.
Right.
And this lacked that. And if that's the one, and I've heard that from a lot of the guys, they love the convention, but it would have been nicer if there was other things to do. Mm-hmm. Or the hotel, and I asked the hotel, they just didn't listen. So,
yeah.
To that effect.
Yeah, they weren't supportive. But some of the people who weren't dealers, as I say, you spoke with some people to come and say, are you interested in being dealers, like Tannins? And they said, no, they kind of lost out because it seemed this was a small convention, but the few dealers that are in there, as you said, did very well.
Everyone did
yeah.
very well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
this was a great crowd.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
these guys came. It was an older crowd. They came to spend money. They came to learn. We had to expand Richard's Masterclass today from 12 to 19 people because so many people wanted to come.
And you had how many in yours, 15?
We had 15. I couldn't accept any more. We had 12 originally. We capped it there. And I brought just enough supplies to have three more, and we packed it out.
Hmm.
And three, the mystery three that still are, we're looking to give them special gifts. But we'll leave it at that. But it was great. And I have to say, getting back to Tony, to see the look and the tears in his eyes was just priceless for me personally. And he's a fantastic man, and I hope that however long he lives, that he remembers this as a high point of his life.
Yeah.
And everybody, when we gave him a standing ovation, it was fantastic. And then when you did your talk show on the couch to pinch hit for Mark running late, that was fantastic. I heard so many people say that was like one of the best things of the convention. So there was a lot of things that people don't normally see at a convention. You know, it's like lecture, performance. So, I mean, it was just a great thing, and I'm happy that I was able to pull it off, and it went off, except for the social aspect of the hotel. Yeah. I think it went off without a hitch.
Exactly, and that's why I was saying that this was fire in a bottle, because that you had some of the top working pros out here. I mean, you know, that a lot of conventions will say, okay, we have so-and-so, and so there are one or two people whose names will attract. But in this case, you know, every name on the list, you know, it's like would be featured in headlines in other conventions. You know.
And that was my only trepidation for doing another one. It's like, how do I top this? I mean, that's the other thing, you know.
Sure.
Everybody that was here this year agreed to come back next year for the most part, and we have to figure that out. But it was great, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that attended, and for those of you that didn't, you missed a great thing, and I'm just happy that I was able to pull it off.
Well, good job. Yeah, I think Eric, you should be commended, you know, for the foresight and for carrying it through and making this thing work, because it was great.
It was fun.
And, you know, you've interviewed me a few times. You never asked me what my magic word was, but that's fine. But I'm going to say my magic word, in case you don't ask me this time, is thank you and gratitude for everybody that helped show Tony that they love him after all these years. And I mean that 100%. Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you soon.
Can't say more than that. That wraps it up over here with Patrick Redford, and also then with Eric Citron. Thanks, guys, very much. So for the magic word and from the East Coast Mind Jam, this is Scotty out.